The intersection of Haight and Ashbury has a story to tell. 40 years ago, the crossroads of this San Francisco district served as the crossroads for the exchange of ideas sweeping the nation. Ideas about politics.
A land which defined itself on a hostile frontier.
And civil rights.
Time has come for America.
But for some, the Summer of Love was about something else.
It really became a kind of a awareness of the natural world.
San Francisco native David Chemnitzer remembers escaping from the city for hikes through the Sierra Mountains with his grandfather.
Take a big breath and you fill yourself up with the world. And then there's the understanding that all this stuff is connected.
Everybody wanted to break out and be revolutionary.
Luna Salaver works at the Bay Area Air Quality Board. She and Chemnitzer credit this heightened consciousness with driving people back to nature.
What they saw was that it was threatened.
The discoveries of the summer of 1967 spurred an environmental movement still present today.
You're seeing the relationship between the 40 years of free speech and social change and what we're doing now. People are doing more to protect the environment.
Our culture is nothing like what it was when I was a kid.
Since the 1960s, California has paved the road to cleaner air and water.
The Bay Area Air District has some of the most stringent air quality regulations in the nation, if not in the world.
But a new energy bill threatens to slow the state's progress. In Washington on Tuesday, House Democrats drafted a bill to prevent California from forcing the state's auto industry to cut greenhouse gas emissions.
Automobiles are the number one source of air pollution in the Bay Area. If we don't do something about greenhouse gas emissions, we're going to go beyond the tipping point, so to speak.
The bill contradicts an April Supreme Court ruling that demands the Environmental Protection Agency regulates fuel emissions. Chemnitzer says passing this bill would tarnish a message that has shined on our culture since the Summer of Love.
You can't love each other if you don't love the earth.
In 1967, the intersection of Haight and Ashbury magnified the whisperings of a new movement. 40 years later, the voices are stronger, louder, and still calling for change. Melanie Overcast, California News Network.